Lucy Kafanov reports much of the Western media coverage is directed against the picture Assad is trying to paint, even if that means sanitizing their own coverage.
It was another disturbing example of the many atrocities committed throughout the Syrian war. A truck bomb with homemade explosives headed for a checkpoint to the entrance of Syria's largest city.
Yalla, bashagil.
But the men that are loading it aren't Assad forces. They're one of the many groups fighting under the banner of the Free Syrian Army. Their captive is said to be a member of the Shabiha, a militia with very close ties to the Assad government. The video, filmed by the New York Times and turned into an on-air segment by the BBC, captured what human rights groups called evidence of an attempted murder, a potential war crime under international law.
Video of rebels from the Free Syrian Army trying to use a prisoner as an unwitting suicide bomber in their attacks on government forces.
Now, the cameras didn't follow the prisoner, who had no idea that while being blindfolded, he was actually embarking on a suicide mission. He simply thought that he was being given his freedom. The very next morning, he was said to have escaped after the bombs failed to detonate. Now, the BBC had aired the story on August 22nd, but this glimpse into the darker side of some of the tactics now being used in the uprising never aired again. The story was also pulled from the BBC website. The network told me that this was due to copyright issues. Now, this very video raises the question about whether such tactics may be more widespread among the opposition than what has been previously documented. They have